Jin traced the words carved into the wall with her finger. "Can you read?" the man asked. Jin nodded. As she read the words of the poem, Jin shivered with excitement. She felt people moving across the face of the world. For a moment, Jin understood that she and her family and this poet were all part of something very big. "How strange," she thought. "Someday, in 100 years, someone else will touch these words too." Jin thanked the poet. Then she ran off to deliver her father's letter. Jin's mother read the sisters the letter from their father. "My dear family," he wrote, "an officer from the United States government was here. He asked many questions about our village in China and our lives there. I answered with the truth, and I know you will do the same. If you do, I know we will be together soon. I have heard that there are boycotts of American goods in China to get decent treatment for our people here. Maybe things will get better for us. Have courage and hope." Jin's mother folded the note and put it away. Then she said, "Girls, answer carefully today. People are sent back if they get these questions wrong. Your father is counting on you to be strong." Jin now felt that her family's happiness depended on her. It was almost time to go back to the barracks. Jin saw Mrs. Schwarz coming toward them. Mrs. Schwarz was the most important American Jin knew. She was in charge of the women and children on the island.